It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for joining us on your hopefully lazy Labor Day weekend. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. You know those things liberals absolutely can't trigger them, absolutely can't stand. Thrilled to have you with us. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. They'll be open throughout the show, a busy show tonight. Try and take your calls on the 45s, as always. You can also reach me by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social, at The John Whitmer Show, and on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. A couple of quick programming notes. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Everybody hears, I don't know, they're phoning it in, but Tuesday through Friday, Steve McIntosh is taking the week off, so I will be filling in on the morning show. So it'll be, instead of Steve and Ted, it'll be Ted and Whitmer. So I'll be filling in on the morning show here on KNSS all next week, so make sure you tune in. Also, listen for my carry-on commentaries. They will be also broadcasting next week, three times a day, all next week, so make sure you listen to those. We've got one of my all-time favorite guests with us tonight to kick off our 8 o'clock hour. Riley Gaines will be with us to discuss the recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that stopped the Biden administration from enforcing its changes to Title IX that altered the definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity. I absolutely love Riley Gaines. We were one of the first stations to have her on not too long after she tied Leah Thomas, the biological male, at the NCAA swimming championships a couple years ago. Thrilled to have her back on the show with us tonight. John Luth from Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, will explain the details of the $12 million tax hike the Wichita City Council just approved, the $450 million bond the USD 259 school district is hoping to pass, and what the Sedgwick County Commission is trying to do to you. Lots of tax increases on the way. Cody Sargent from Heritage Action will be with us to expose Kamala Harris's latest flip-flop. Get this, she wants to build a border wall. Where have we heard that before? Former federal prosecutor John O'Connor will join us to discuss the recent indictments filed against federal indictments filed against former President Trump. And Numbers USA Research Director Eric Ruark will walk us through a new report that found nearly 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list were released into the U.S. under the Biden-Harris administration. Maybe they should build that darn wall. So, and of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Before we get to all that, though, tonight, I want to address, and it's timely because of all the property tax increases that are likely to be coming down the pike next year, I want to address the pressing issue that's about to hit local residents right where it hurts, in their wallets. All across Sedgwick County, families are gripping with the economic squeeze. They're feeling the weight of rising costs and tighter budgets. And just when we thought things couldn't get worse, we're hearing news that Sedgwick County Commissioners, the Wichita City Council, and the USD 259 Wichita School Board are all considering raising property taxes yet again next year. And yes, you heard that right. Despite the outcry for lower taxes and the campaign promises to lower taxes and the pleas for tax relief for struggling families, these elected officials are making moves that could worsen the financial strain on many. Now, let's take a moment to digest the situation. We've all heard the national and local conversations about the need to ease the tax burden on working families, particularly in a climate where inflation is high and wages are not keeping pace. Families are already feeling the pinch. They're cutting back on necessities, tightening their belts, trimming their spending, and struggling to make ends meet. So what do these officials then do? Well, rather than doing what most families in America are doing, finding ways to cut their spending, most of them are contemplating adding even more spending and adding even more pressure by increasing property taxes, a move that could be disastrous for many. Now, none of them are raising taxes. They're just either keeping taxes in place that are scheduled to go away or capturing more revenue, which is essentially a tax increase, because they should be lowering taxes. Let's talk about the impact. For many Kansans, property taxes are not just another bill. They're a significant portion of their budget. If you're a homeowner, you know that every penny counts. Rising property taxes mean higher monthly payments, which can be particularly burdensome for families living on fixed incomes or those already stretched thin. Imagine a retiree living on a modest pension or a young family trying to get ahead. These individuals are already juggling expenses like groceries, utilities, healthcare, childcare costs. An increase in property taxes could force them to make even tougher choices, perhaps deciding between keeping the lights on or putting food on the table or prescription medicine. If you're a renter, it means your landlord will most certainly be raising your rent. And it's not just about individual hardship. When property taxes rise, they don't just hit homeowners. They ripple through the community. Small businesses feel the squeeze, too. Higher property taxes can lead to increased operating costs, which invariably will be passed down to you, passed down to consumers in the form of higher prices. It's a vicious cycle that can stifle economic growth and hurt the very fabric of our local economy. And all of this is to justify more spending. That's the frustrating part. And let's consider the argument from these officials. They claim that raising property taxes is necessary to fund essential services like education, in the case of USD 259, or infrastructure or core services. But there's a crux of other things that they're spending money on that they could be cutting, they just won't. Instead of reaching for the easy solution of higher taxes, it's time for them to prioritize and cut spending where it's not absolutely necessary. We have to ask ourselves, are these agencies using our tax dollars efficiently? Have they made every possible cut other than to core services before they come to you, the taxpayer, asking you for more money? And the answer, frankly, is no, they have not. None of them have. They have not made all the core cuts possible. And it's disingenuous of them to say they have. It's important to remember that government budgets are not exempt from the principles of personal finance. Just like a family needs to budget carefully and make tough decisions about spending, so too should our local governments. We need our elected officials to be stewards of our hard-earned money, to prioritize and cut unnecessary spending when times are tough, just like we do. And to make sure that every dollar is spent in a way that truly benefits the community when times are tight. But let's be real here. It's not just about prioritizing spending. We need a complete shift in how we approach these tax decisions. Property taxes are particularly damaging because they hit those who can least afford them the hardest. And this disproportionality affects low-income families and retirees who are living on fixed incomes. These individuals don't have the luxury of adjusting their budgets. They can't afford it. They're the ones who will suffer most from all these tax hikes that are currently being proposed. So what can we do? Well, first, we need to hold our elected officials accountable. It's time to demand transparency and responsibility. We need to ask tough questions and insist on answers. Have you made the cuts? And if not, stop asking for more money until you do. Rising property taxes are not just a number on a bill. They're a significant burden on families and businesses and our community. It's time to prioritize responsible spending, demand accountability, and fight for a tax system that truly supports those who need it most. We need to work together to ensure that our hard-earned money is used wisely and that our communities can thrive without being crushed under the weight of excessive taxation. We'll take a quick break, and then Numbers USA Research Director Eric Ruark will walk us through a new report that found nearly 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list were released into the U.S. under the Biden-Harris administration. You're listening to John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country to join together and phone into key federal races across the U.S. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time to phone for freedom. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow and like the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on this show. Well, a new report has found that nearly 100 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list were released into the U.S. under the Biden-Harris administration. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas refuses to say we are safer now than before 9/11. And every day the Biden-Harris administration refuses to act, our country becomes even more vulnerable. With us now to walk us through the report is Numbers USA Research Director Eric Ruark. Eric, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thanks very much for having me.
So 100 illegal immigrants, and we don't call them anything but what they are on this show. So 100 illegals on the terror watch list have been released into the U.S. in the last 3.5 years. And that's the ones we know about. Right, Eric?
Right. And that's the people that we who are on the list, who have been identified as such, who are released into the United States. And that's this. The administration is they have a list of people. And you know, I always make this point. Most people who are coming across that border are coming for jobs.
Right.
And but
it's still illegal, but
That's not grounds for admission, right? Wanting to have a job in the United States is not grounds for admission. But people who are coming here who are on the terror watch list, who may be members of criminal gangs, are being released into the United States because the border, maybe it's not open in the sense that not every single person is getting in, but most people are getting into this country, including the people who want to do us harm. And that's the problem that we, you know, any illegal immigration is a problem. But it's open. It's an open border.
So here's the question: if they're on the terror watch list, if they were flying into LaGuardia, or heck, if they were flying into Eisenhower here in Wichita, they'd pop up. I mean, we would have known it. So why are they, when they're crossing, and we obviously know that they've come across, why aren't we catching them at the border and then stopping them?
That's a good question. And the answer is because the volume of people who are coming across the border illegally is so high that the Border Patrol and the Border Patrol, the agents are trying their best, but they can only vet people according to what information that they have. And they can only do their job so well according to how many people are coming over the border. And their job, their task with securing the border, that's what they sign up for. Now they're tasked with processing people as quickly as possible.
And humanitarian tasks, too, as I understand it. They're also tasked with giving them food and water and medical care and all that kind of stuff. Stuff that should not be their responsibility.
Their responsibility is to secure the border.
Right.
But now their responsibility is to process people as quickly as possible in the United States, including people who are on the terror watch list or who are perhaps have criminal backgrounds. This is the situation. If you show up at the border and you say to the Border Patrol, this is who I am, they have to take your word for it and they have to release you. And so there are gotaways, and you've mentioned that earlier. Most people who are coming aren't coming here to commit crimes.
Right.
Those who are probably going around the ports of entry into the United States. But even those who show up in the system, Border Patrol has no choice other than to let them into the United States. That's the policy. And that's
the
thing
problem.
We have to understand. That's the policy that's in place.
In June, 8 suspected Islamic State group members from Tajikistan were arrested in 3 major U.S. cities after crossing the southern border illegally. This was followed by news that Department of Homeland Security has identified over 400 people who crossed into the U.S. illegally after being brought to the border by an Islamic State group affiliated human smuggling operation, and more than 50 remain at large. So they know they're here, but are they even trying to catch these guys, or they're just like, well, we know they're here. Hopefully they don't do anything. Cross your fingers. I mean, what are they doing about it?
Crossing your fingers and hope that you get them. And there, the acting director of ICE said, well, you know, they come to the border. We don't have information on them. We let them go. If they are red flag once they're here, then we can identify them. And hopefully, this is his words, hopefully we can get them. So you're right. It's crossing your fingers and hope that the people who are here, who have been released into the United States, We can get them before they do harm to Americans.
So in other words, hopefully they speed or get caught for some petty something or other before they commit the terrorist act that they're probably sent here to commit in the first place.
Well, that seems to be the approach. And this is the way I would put it. It's the cost of doing business. They want a continual flow of lower wage workers coming into the United States. And so the smuggling, the trafficking, the potential terrorism, the national security threat is the cost of doing business
right
to this administration.
Well, you say they want lower cost labor. I'm also going to say they want future Democrat voters. So let's be honest here. We're talking with Numbers USA Research Director Eric Rourke. Eric, according to one ICE official, He said, quote, we have individuals that are coming across the border, and sometimes there's just no information on these individuals. Yet the administration is still allowing them to enter while they wait years to be processed. 2 million apprehensions by the end of this year, and 1.9 million gotaways is the current numbers that they're estimating. And yet Kamala Harris is going around saying we have secure borders. Now she's flip-flop, says she wants to build a wall. You know, Mayorkas is telling everybody the border's secure. You got 2 million apprehensions. I mean, this is a joke.
It is. And, I want to reassert, Numbers USA is a nonpartisan organization.
Yeah, we know.
But that doesn't mean we don't recognize reality, which is the border has been wide open. And so Kamala Harris is saying, she's saying two things. One, I've never been the border czar.
Whatever.
But I've been tough on the border.
Right.
And even if, you're the worst anti-Trump person, no one believes that Donald Trump would be less strict
right
on the border, right? And that's the thing about politicians is, how long can you deny reality to the American people? And how long will the American people accept the fact that the border's open? I don't think Kamala Harris's argument that she's tough on the border is going to sell, but that's not for me to say. But what I can tell you is that probably 8 to 10 million people most likely have come across that border and are in the United States under this administration. That's
wow.
A huge challenge to deal with. And I don't know if we're ever going to have an administration who would deal with it, but that's what we have to deal with. What are we going to do about that? That's what the American people have to, we have to have a conversation. We can't say to ourselves, the argument about how we're going to proceed with legal immigration can't happen until we have a secure border, until we set limits, until we enforce those limits.
That's scary right there, brother. I appreciate you again for joining us, my friend. If folks want to read some, you've got some great data. And again, your organization is strictly a data-driven organization. It's who I go to when I'm looking for actual facts on this issue. It's numbersusa.com, correct?
That is correct, numbersusa.com.
Eric, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break, and when we return, former federal prosecutor John O'Connor will be with us to discuss the recent indictment filed against former President Trump by special counsel Jack Smith. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Hopefully you already listened to KNSS on your way to work. By the way, next week, Tuesday through Friday, you can listen to it with me. I'll be filling in for Steve McIntosh. So it'll be Ted Woodward, and we'll have Woodward and Whitmer. Yay. Yeah, I kind of like that. We could.
The two W's.
Two W's.
I like that.
W squared. We could make a regular thing out of that. But if you've tried listening to us before you head out with the free Odyssey app, just download Odyssey, that's AUDACY, and search for KNSS for all your news, weather, traffic updates. While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We're still trying to connect with John O'Connor, former prosecutor. As soon as we get him, we'll bring him to you. In the meantime, I thought I'd bring you a couple of stories that you may not have heard. Obviously, we're all aware of the DNC. That was, you know, hopefully you didn't waste your time watching it. It was a pander fest. You didn't miss much. But one of the interesting things, and I got this from the Speaker of the House's newsletter. By the way, if you're looking for a great news record or news source, just go to, it's HawkinsForKansas.com, DanHawkinsKansas.com, and sign up for the majority record. But he's got a great little story there. Kansas gives all 39 votes for Kamalama Ding Dong at the DNC. So the Kansas delegation of Democrats gave all of their delegate votes to Kamala, and it was tapped off by a lovely video that showed Lion Laura Kelly doing a gee, I'm tough video with all the rest of the liberal Democrat governors. We shared that on the John Whitmer page. You love it, trust me. She looked angry and crazy. Basically, she just looked like herself. With us now is John O'Connor, special counselor Jack Smith. On Tuesday, filed another indictment against former President Trump over his alleged efforts to challenge the results of a 2020 presidential election because, you know, heaven forbid somebody, not like the results and legitimately question them, because apparently nowadays you can't question an election, even though people have been doing it for years. The new indictment keeps the prior criminal charges, but narrows and reframes the allegations against Donald Trump after a Supreme Court ruling that conferred broad immunity on the former president. With us now to walk us through the recent indictments is John O'Connor. He's an experienced trial lawyer practicing law in San Francisco since 1972. He's tried cases in state and federal court throughout the country, had a very brilliant career. Among his interesting assignments, he represented the government during the OPEC oil embargo, as well as doing briefs for the prosecution of the United States versus Patty Hearst. John, it's nice to have you back on the show again, sir.
It's great to be with you.
So, John, Trump has been charged with, quote, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of, and I don't know how you get conspiracy to obstruct when he wasn't there, but that's fine. Obstruction and an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding and conspiracy against rights. Are any of these charges anything but politically motivated?
Well, of course they're politically motivated. The second question is whether they really make out a charge.
Yeah.
But the third question, the more important question is, if you have immunity that is presumptive, remember this, the Supreme Court said most acts you have presumptive immunity. In other words, the court has to say these allegations are so special that normally will not in any way affect the normal functioning of the presidency for years to come. You don't want to start indicting people for things that really are part of their duties. You can maybe thread the needle, you know. So what's going to happen is now it's very hard to do. It's very hard in a situation like this. It's one thing when people say, oh, Trump can go order SEAL Team 6 to go kill his enemies.
Right.
Well, guess what? That's one where the court would say, well, you don't get presumptive immunity. You overcome the presumption in this case because it's so unusual. And normally we don't care for we don't mind preventing a president from using SEAL Team 6 to kill a political enemy. That's not going to really interfere with the legitimate functioning of his office. But that's the kind of extreme things that will get beyond this presumptive immunity. But if it's a normal official proceeding, no. Then, of course, the second problem is that Jack Smith has a problem with the appointments clause. That's another problem. And then you have all kinds of problems with free speech and everything else in this indictment.
That's the thing that gets me here is, I mean, I could go back to 2016, where you had dozens of Democrats repeatedly saying Donald Trump was illegitimate, questioning the results. You could go back to the Georgia governor's race. There's lots of cases where Democrats have been on the record saying questioning results of elections, but Donald Trump can't do it. Donald Trump doesn't.
No.
I mean, it's the double standard is glaring here.
Oh, yeah. When the Democrats do it, it's because they're noble and brave and courageous. Barbara Boxer and John, tries to vote against certifying Bush against John Kerry. Oh, they're noble. They're courageous.
Right.
They're people standing up. But here's the thing. Here's what's really happening. Jack Smith is simply putting lipstick on a pig here. What's going to happen is they've been completely humiliated in this lawfare. They're falling on their face. They're never going to get a conviction. I don't want to say they're never going to get a conviction. I don't think they will. If they can get to a jury in D.C., they'll get one. But the Supreme Court has to hear whatever Judge Chutkan decides he can be charged with. Now, here's what's going to happen. As sure as night follows day, before the election, she will say, oh, yes, some of these charges are good. It's okay to go to trial on these charges. Now, she'll say that, and all the Democrats will cheer. Now, the case, then Trump has a right of appeal. He'll start appealing. There's no way that the appeal will even get heard before the election, much less decided. But that's the way they'll leave it. So this thing is hanging over Trump's head with Judge Chutkan saying, yes, some of what he did is outside his official duties, and I'm therefore going to say he has no immunity. Now, she'll probably get overturned at the Supreme Court, but that doesn't make any difference. They've done their job. They've made it look like they're not just a bunch of biased witch hunters.
Right.
And so that's the way the thing's going to end. I mean, if Trump loses, it doesn't make any difference. If Trump wins, it doesn't make any difference because that thing's going to be as dead as a doornail. So everybody knows it doesn't make any difference. The only thing they get, rather than getting a conviction before the election, which will be overturned, they now get a decision on whether the charges are good before the election, which again won't be overturned before the election. So they're getting about a quarter of a loaf here so that they can have their talking points. But really, this is lipstick on a pig type of thing. They are thoroughly humiliated. And, you know, their real loss here was in Florida.
I'm sorry. Is this why Jack Smith seems so keen to move quickly? Is this why he's trying to move so fast? He's not interested in getting to trial. He's just wanting to make sure he gets something so that they can make political hay with it and try and influence people's voting, basically.
Right. Well, he won't be humiliated. He won't be humiliated because he can say, look, I did this thing right, and I got beyond immunity, and I pleaded it right. Judge Chutkan agreed with me. So his face is saved. And more than that, Merrick Garland's face is saved. And Biden's doesn't count anymore, but Merrick Garland's is saved. And the Democrats as a whole are saved by this. And that's all it is. It's face saving. The real charges they had, and they couldn't be content with this, if they would have been just very narrow. Lawyers are supposed to have supposed to do rifle shots and not shotguns. They're supposed to use a scalpel, not a blowtorch.
Right.
They didn't do that. But here's what they had to do. In Mar-a-Lago, they actually had Trump. Now, for various reasons, he was entrapped in Florida, but I won't get into what the archives did to him. But nonetheless, he did obstruct justice for 8 counts. I got to tell you that and be very frank about it. And they have him on tape, and they have emails, but they were careless about naming Jack Smith. And here's what they should have done. No other charges other than those 8, maybe it's 9 counts now with the new guy they got. They added a count with this one guy they found. So the 9 counts. 9 counts that had a really good case of obstruction and or lying to a federal agent. Again, there's a reason for it. There's a history to it. I won't go into it. But nonetheless, they could have convicted him on that. Now, if I were a prosecutor, I wouldn't have prosecuted it because it was just such a trapping type of thing and a technicality, but they got him. But now they've lost that one, and they could have done it much better. They could have done it by doing things the right way. The public would not be inflamed. Everybody would look at those 8 charges. They'd say, there's something there. I've been on 25 shows saying these charges are good. I'm not going to lie, and I hope he doesn't go to trial. Guess what? He didn't go to trial, mainly because Smith, of course, couldn't just be content with 8 or 9 charges.
Right, too greedy.
He had to make 40. Yeah, had to have 42. So he looks really bad and have pictures of these boxes in the closet. That's not mishandling classified information just because you have messy boxes. That's not
right.
Mishandling documents. You look at Biden's closet that he had for years at the Penn Biden Center, and those things look like your worst dorm room, so those things are, that's not mishandling classified documents. Now, let me say this. I think Biden showed them to his Chinese clients. That's mishandling classified documents. But just having them in rough boxes doesn't mean anything. I think that, this whole thing was terribly mishandled by Biden and by Garland because they wanted so bad to get Trump, and everything's backfired on him. So that's for the good. Now, the only thing that I worry about now is this guy in New York, and of course, this is a joke of a case.
And I was going to ask you about that. We're talking with former federal prosecutor John O'Connor, and I know I'm coming up against my middle break here, but what is the status of that New York case? They've got the conviction. Obviously, we're waiting for "quote unquote" sentencing, and then the appeal. Where are we on that?
Well, he's going to get sentenced September 11th. So it's coming up, and the question is whether this guy will have the guts. I'd say guts. Chutzpah is what I would really say in brass to actually try to put a presidential candidate in jail during a campaign. That would be terrible. He may try to put him in an orange jumpsuit and then have Trump's lawyers scramble to get a stay of the sentence. That would be terrible. But this guy, I wouldn't put it past him. The other thing he could do is he could sentence him and say you don't have to serve until the campaign's over. He could say, I'm going to sentence you to home confinement and have an ankle bracelet. He could do all kinds of things. But whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it in a way that has maximal embarrassment for the president.
So he sentences, let's say he sentences him to X amount of time. Immediately Trump can appeal the sentence, but does he have to go to jail while he's appealing?
Yes, unless the judge stays the sentence. So at the first instance, the judge can say, I'm giving you 2 years, but I'm staying the sentence, imposition of the sentence until you exhaust your appeal. That's what a good judge would do. If there's any kind of real appeal issue, you stay the sentence. Now, he may deny the stay. in which case then Trump's got to immediately go over on an emergency basis to an appellate court and say, hey, we got a decent appeal here. This is a ridiculous case. Give us a stay. They'll probably get a stay if the appellate court is not completely corrupt. He'll get a stay. Now, that may take a week, and he may be in an – and remember this. He can do two things. A judge can say report to prison next month, or he can say bailiffs take him away to prison right now. He could have Trump in an orange jumpsuit that day. So he has the right to do that.
If you had to guess – and again, I'm this is pure speculation based on what we saw – out of that judge, out of his demeanor and his behavior during that New York trial, what do you think that judge will do?
I think he's, number one, I think he's going to sentence him to prison of some kind, some kind of confinement. I think he'll stay the sentence for a while. He might say, well, I'm just because I'm such a great guy, I'm going to stay the sentence until the election is over. You know, I don't know because he's just such a terrible guy. I'm really unclear as to what he thinks he can get away with. You know, I think it's going to blow back up. If I were in his position, I would not put Trump in an orange jumpsuit, but he may do it. He may do it. He may think that's cool. So I'm having trouble getting into the skin of a guy that doesn't think rationally and is a complete, well, he thinks rationally from a dishonest point of view.
Wow.
He's like a rational crook.
John, I appreciate the time tonight. You've got a new book out, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. It's available on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, the name of it is Postgate. That's
Postgate,
the main
sorry,
title.
Postgate.
So have your audience go to Postgate or my website, postgatebook.com. It's a heck of a book and will open your eyes. So anyway, hopefully people will do that and realize how much the press tries to influence presidential elections.
Oh, without a doubt. Postgatebook.com. John, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us this evening, my friend.
Been a pleasure. Take care, bud.
We'll take a quick break, and I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And if you need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app, you can get the best breaking local news coverage from KNSS on the go. Just download the Odyssey app and search KNSS to get started. Joel, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I tell you what, I want to give you a bravo hands out to your monologue.
Well, thank you.
It just hit a point with me this morning because of a meeting that I was in this past week where two of the county commissioners happened to be in attendance, and one was David Dennis and the other one was Jim Howell. And I'm in my upper years, let's put it that way, and we're on fixed incomes and the taxes are just hammering us right now. I mean, I got a house that I built 35 years ago and you know, the taxes have hit us extremely hard this year. Anyway,
yep.
Back to the commissioner, they made a statement which just really resonated with me. It says, you know, we really tried the hardest we could to save every dime we could, and we were able to only reduce the mill levy by a half a mill. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if you don't have the money, don't spend the money.
Well, and you know what that half a mill is? Because I've had that conversation. And to his credit, Jim Howell tried 12 different amendments to cut the budget and only got votes for one of those. But that half a mill is $4.14 on a $100,000 home. It's $4.
Right.
It's nothing. But, you know, we're still spending $9 million a year supplementing the zoo, $2 million a year supplementing Exploration Place. And, you know, those are both great venues, but you know, I don't want to see someone forced out of their home so we can supplement the zoo when the zoo has plenty of ability to generate its own revenue. Joel, I appreciate the call. Thank you for the encouragement on the monologue. When we come back, my favorite guest, one of my absolute favorite guests, Riley Gaines, will be with us. You're listening to John Whitmer Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.